Hello.
Secretary Rogers. The President.
Hello.
How'd it go today?
Well, pretty well, as a matter of fact.
I haven't had any reports yet.
Well, they didn't get started until about 2 hours ago.
Oh.
And they've been trying to figure out some resolution that'd be acceptable, and they haven't been able to do that. So nothing is going to happen tonight at all.
We put forward our withdrawal ceasefire, or I guess that's the...
Well, we lost last night. It was vetoed, but we made it clear that we would veto anything that did not have a mutual withdrawal provision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been publicized.
That's the bone of contention at the moment.
That's right.
What about the situation out there? How is the fighting going?
Well, the last reports we had were about the same as before. I have them, of course, now. It's night out there. You know, I mean, it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But the situation in East Pakistan is bad.
Yeah.
That's right. I think they can hold out for a while, but it's going to be
Are the Indians continuing to bomb Karachi and Ralph and those places?
Yes, but it's not the civilian population. There's not been much damage to these bombings. Most of it is against airfields or places where we have petroleum.
Are the Pakistani bombing in the west?
Yes.
They're bombing India, too.
That's right.
Pakistan is doing reasonably well in the west, or are they holding?
No, I think they're doing rather well in the west, yes. They're not doing so well in the east.
But they don't have anybody there.
They don't have anybody there.
How do you just pulverize them there?
Well, I don't think it's that bad, but it's not good. In the west, they're doing reasonably well. It's very difficult to tell because we don't have any independent sources of information.
Mm-hmm.
And the conflicting reports are...
both lie, I know.
Both lie, like that. You know.
Oh, God, yes. Both playing victory and all that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, now, in the morning... Oh, excuse me, go ahead.
I was going to say, George Bush is doing a fine job. We're over here in the office now.
Are you?
That's a hell of a good choice.
Good. Let me suggest that in the morning, I will call you sometime in the morning at your office, and at that time, say that I think we should meet at 1:30.
See?
Right. The meeting will be set up at 1:30, and we'll meet in the EOB room to make it a more private kind of a meeting, and we'll have them only shoot the first 5 minutes of it, and we'll talk for an hour. We have an hour and a half, as a matter of fact. Then I thought at that time, too, that I might give Bush a call and ask him for a little report, too. Would that be good?
I think that'd be nice.
So you alert him that I will call him, sometime between breakfast. Between 9 and 10 o'clock, I'll call him sometime in New York.
Good.
And just for him to just give me a quick report on the phone.
Well, what time do you call me, so I'm...
Well, I'll call... I'll be through at 8:09. I'll call you about 9:30. 9:30, and I'll call Bush between 9:30 and 9:40. Around in that period, 9:30,
9:45. I'll have him available.
And then we'll all get together and go through this thing at 1:30. But the meeting at 1:30 will be a substantive meeting, and we'll have the television shoot the beginning, but then we'll meet for an hour and a half without anybody.
I think the point that you suggested I make is a very good point.
I want you to make that. I want you to make that in the public side of that meeting. You see, I plan to have 15 minutes. Let them cover the first 15 minutes, and I'll just go around. I'll say, "No, what do you think about this thing? And see where we stand." And then we'll